Hi everyone, I hope all of you are keeping well. In today's video, we'll be talking about glossophobia, the fear of public speaking. We look at some of the common concerns and problems that we face while addressing a large audience. We'll also try and look at some strategies to deal with them. First up, the fear of forgetting in front of a large audience. It's a common concern which makes us all freeze in front of a large audience. What if I forget in the middle of my speech? You may have memorized your speech very well, but the moment you see a large audience in front of you, the thought keeps coming in your mind, what if I forget in front of this large audience? This large audience is going to judge me. And that fear of being judged often makes us freeze in front of an audience. The mind goes completely blank. Have you ever encountered a situation like this where you went completely blank? If yes, please share what your thoughts were and how did you overcome those situations. Let me share with you how we can overcome this situation in a more strategic manner. First and foremost, I'm not in the favor of memorizing the speech. You must never try to memorize your speech. You must be familiar with the topic that you're going to address. And if you are familiar with the topic, you really don't need to memorize a speech. Instead, what you need to do is you need to have your points ready. For example, for this particular video that we're making, I have my points in front of me. All I have to do is I need to glance and have a look at my point and I can continue my speech. I can continue my presentation. The moment we memorize a speech, we are always trying to recall what is going to come next and so that we can present it in front of an audience. The moment you miss one cue in the middle, you go blank. You don't know how to proceed. However, if you have your points in front of you, you can build on the points based on the knowledge that you have on the subject. So it's extremely critical that you speak on a matter where you have good knowledge, you familiarize yourself with the topic, you keep your points handy, and there's absolutely nothing wrong if you pick up your points and have a quick look at them while you're making your presentation. Whatever you do, do it with dignity so that you don't feel awkward about it, and nor does your audience feel that you're trying to recall things which you've forgotten and you're nervous about it, you're anxious about it. You have to remain calm. That's point number one. Point number two, it's extremely important again that you do a lot of rehearsal at home before you make your final presentation. We often underplay this. We feel that we know the content, we know the topic, I can go ahead and make my performance, deliver my speech. Anyone and everyone who has to make a presentation must do some performance rehearsal at home. Make a presentation in front of the mirror. See where you're going wrong. See how your body language is coming along. See how your voice modulation is coming along. Sometimes you might have to rehearse and practice on modulating on key words in order to ensure that your audience remains gripped and remains with you during your presentation. All of this will be discussed with you in the next few videos which we'll be making on public speaking. Please remember to like this video, share this video, and subscribe to my channel. Thank you so much for watching this video.